fields of bodies burning as the war machine keeps turning. Death and hatred to mankind, poisoning their brainwashed minds. Oh, Lord, yeah.
Hi, this is Bob Petrakis bringing you the other side of the news.
And I'm Dan Dugan, the other guy on the other side. WGRN, the Green Renaissance.
Hi, this is Bob Petrakis bringing you the other side of the news. 94.1 WGRN, the Green Renaissance. And I'm here with legendary Ohio activist Teresa Mills with the Buckeye Environmental Network and the Center for Health, Environment, and Justice that came out of the tragedy of Love Canal, founded by Lois Gibbs. Great to have you on the show, Teresa Mills.
My pleasure, Bob.
And again, once again, you seem to be blowing the whistle on the Buckeye State, known as the cesspool of it all. What's happening?
Very tragic. Two bills have been introduced, one into the House and one into the Senate, House Bill 393 and Senate Bill 165. These two bills would basically take away all authority that the Ohio Department of Transportation has over the radioactive liquid waste from the oil and gas industry. The product right now is sold on the open market to unsuspecting public, and we just found the test results from 2017 showing this waste is very highly radioactive.
Okay, and what we're talking about is this aqua salina, what they call brine to put on our roads to help us with ice and snow. Is that correct?
That is correct, but that's not all they use it for. They, as I said, it's sold on the open market. You can go to Lowe's and buy a gallon of it and put it on your sidewalks, your driveways, the steps. So they say that it's making things safe, and to me, it's making things deadly.
Well, it keeps you from slipping, and even if you do slip, there's going to be a large tumor somewhere on your back.
Right, exactly.
from the product. But yeah, they don't tell you that part, do they, that this is toxic and radioactive?
No, they don't. Actually, in fact, this product has been sold on the open market since 2004, when the Ohio Department of Natural Resources gave them permission to sell it. And I am just now going through more records that I received on this product and the company, and clear back from 2004, I have not found where they have ever tested it for radiation.
What about the memo that appears through Scott Kell from a Chuck McCracken? Does that document that this is indeed radioactive material we're putting on our streets and sidewalks?
Absolutely. They have documented that it is above the safe drinking water levels. It is above the effluent being discharged into the environment levels. And it's 500 times the background level for the state of Ohio.
What does that mean? The background level would be that which is normally occurring?
Yes, yes. Such as in when this material is placed into a landfill, or any oil and gas waste that's placed into a landfill, it cannot be any higher than 5 picocuries.
Okay.
And here in one facility where a hardware store in Hartville, Ohio, they pulled up almost 3,000 picocuries.
And, of course, we're talking about radium. Is that correct? Is that the radioactivity we're concerned with?
radium-226 and 228. Radium-226 is a bone seeker, which means it will give you cancer.
Many of us know about the dangers of radium and the off-gassing radon gas. They warn us about it all the time in Ohio.
Yes.
So while you're putting a detector in your basement and going out to buy it at Lowe's and other places and at these hardware stores, you could pick up this product that is likely to do the same thing.
Right, right. I mean, we go back, clear back to the radium girls when they were using the radium to paint clock faces.
Oh, yeah, Radium City, a very famous documentary. And
absolutely.
Most of those women all died of horrendous diseases, cancer, yes.
Right. And with this stuff that's being put on our roads since 2004, have we just now created more and more Superfund sites across Ohio that we will never know because we're not allowed to be told?
Well, I'm talking to Teresa Mills here on WGRN 94.1. She's with the Buckeye Environmental Network and also with nationally the Center for Health, Environment, and Justice. What immediately comes to mind is where does this stuff go? I mean, it's you're putting it on to deal with ice and snow. Is this going into the water system?
It certainly could be. I mean, where else would it go?
Yeah.
I mean, it could be re-entrained into the air, being kicked up by cars and trucks, making it readily available for people to be breathing. But it would also be going down into the soil and therefore potentially into drinking water.
So clearly harmful to humans and the entire ecosystem, your pets, and other living things. This Aqua Selena is a product that, again, you can go out and purchase by the gallon at virtually any hardware store.
Right. And right now it's just one company that's requesting this. So the entire legislature is bowing down to one industry versus the health of the citizens of the state of Ohio. And as I said, it's just one company now. But if these bills pass, it opens it up for anyone that has this brine to sell this product.
But
it's a Pandora's box.
I thought the brine was simply ancient seawater.
Well, that's what the legislature and the company itself likes to call it, ancient seawater.
And what company is that again?
It's the Aqua Selena. Well, it's called actually Nature's Own Resource / Aqua Selena.
So Nature's Own Resource.
Right.
But it's really bottled radioactive waste.
Exactly. Nature's Own, yes, we agree that it is naturally occurring, but, you know, you're bringing it up from the depths of, you know, the strata in Ohio, and as you said, they warn us about radon all the time, so who would be surprised that this stuff is radioactive? Citizens have been saying this for years, but now we have the proof.
Does it work on the real tough stains?
Does it what?
Work on the real tough stains. You want to put a little of that in the sink, the toilet.
Oh, well. Some behind your ears. You know.
Yeah, now, how does this end up happening? Could you go over the history? How do we end up with radioactive brine? Now there's, you know, when they've got a bill in the House and the Senate, and they're pushing it, it can't be good if you need to go forward with selling the product by getting special legislation.
Right, right. Well, back a couple of years ago, excuse me, the legislature passed a couple of bills, 59, that would start to control some of this product. The company, Nature's Own, Aqua Selena, does not want to follow these upcoming rules that ODNR will be developing. So before these rules have been introduced, you know, they're coming out and saying, look, I'm a little businessman, and this is too much to ask of me. So I want you to exempt me. It's just like everything else with the oil and gas industry, you know, with the federal government. It's been exempted from everything. And now Ohio, you know, the governor who is a cheerleader to the oil and gas industry is now exempting our own waste.
And we use this, right? The state itself, my understanding is Department of Transportation, regional garages purchase this product in huge quantities.
Yes, yes. They, well, in the past 3 years from, well, up until 2017, I don't have any data after 2017, but in over a three-year period of time, this company processed over 5 million gallons of this product.
Radioactivity in a bottle. I'm talking to Teresa Mills, a winner of a Free Press Libby Award for her social justice activism. Some may remember back in the 1990s. Very active in shutting down the trash and cash-burning power plant. The great polluter and killer, as Harvey Wasserman once wrote, a serial killer over there on the south side. And now she's warning us of aqua salina, which is more than ancient seawater. It's radioactive seawater. And they want an exemption so they can sell it in the hardwares and at Lowe's. And again... Is this connected to the oil and gas industry? Is this connected to fracking?
Well, here's one of the problems, Bob. Back in the early days of when fracking started, a couple of ladies actually called this fracking waste. Aqua Salina sued these two ladies for defamation of character because they called it frack waste. And they say it's just brine, ancient seawater. So, you know, we as citizens kind of have to be careful because this company likes to sue.
It likes to sue, okay.
It likes to sue. I mean, they sued just because these two ladies said it was frack water, and the company contends that it is waste from conventional wells, like your vertical wells. So it's assumed that if it's from vertical wells, it's less toxic. And they haven't even tested. I cannot find any proof that the company itself ever tested this waste for radioactivity.
Okay, and they're welcome to come on this show and show us their test results for their, quote, ancient seawater. So if they have tests... But you have tests, right? I mean, this Division of Oil and Gas Resource Management Radiation Safety Section, the Inner Office Memo, dated July 26, 2017, spells out that there is indeed more than salty ancient seawater. There's radium-226 and radium-228. And that's a public record, so I think they may have some trouble getting around the government's actual records.
Right. Right. I totally agree, and our legislature seems to be oblivious to what's going on. They just don't want to face reality.
Particularly modern reality, because, you know, I wonder if any of them drink this ancient seawater.
Yeah.
We're
listening. They very well could and not even know it.
Know it,
you know?
Exactly. You're listening to WGRN 94.1, The Green Renaissance. We're talking with Teresa Mills about a radioactive product looking for an exemption. Usually you look for an exemption when something's really bad and it's the last thing you should consider exempting. And what are those bills again, Teresa?
It is House Bill 393 and Senate Bill 165.
Okay, and this would give them the right to sell radioactive ancient seawater.
Right. Well, they already have the authority to sell it. What this does is takes away all authority, or most of the authority, from the Ohio Department of Ohio Department of Natural Resources to regulate. In fact, the bills say that the Ohio Department of Natural Resources can never regulate this product.
Never.
Never.
And never. And why is that? Because it's ancient and radioactive?
Well, that would be my guess.
They can't regulate it because it needs to be regulated?
Absolutely. Absolutely, Bob.
What is their justification? Have you talked to them about this?
I haven't personally, and quite frankly, they don't really care. As long as they can get their exemption, they don't care what we think.
So when you call up and say Teresa Mills on the line, they give you to the unpaid summer intern?
Exactly. The phone just rings and rings and rings.
Oh, they've got you blocked out. So, again, the background range you said was 500 times.
Yeah.
And what is the meaning of that? Does that indicate what is safe for human exposure?
Well, you know, normally safe for human exposure should be zero.
Zero, yeah.
You know, so acceptable levels by the federal government in drinking water is 5 picocuries.
Okay. And how many, again, do they have for us?
Well, the one facility in Hartville, Ohio, it was a hardware store. Their product there tested at 2,000, almost 3,000 picocuries.
Okay, now I'm worried. Do we have any reps or senators over there that are fighting against this product if it gets into our water supply? My understanding is that radium-226 is an alpha particle emitter, and that essentially it bombards cell tissues and causes cell mutation.
Right. Right. Do we have any champions?
Yes.
No. The one in the House Natural Energy and Natural Resource Committee, which this was actually voted out of last week, this Bill 393, was voted out of committee last week on an 8-4 vote. One Republican from Athens County voted his constituents' request that he vote no. So, and then one of these original sponsors of the bill, an elected official from Northeast Ohio, has requested that his name be pulled from the bill.
All right. And again, really, this would allow them to use this radioactive product anywhere in the state, would it not?
Absolutely, anywhere. Even down to your porta-johns, even down to your outdoor potties.
Well, you know, if they get iced up, yeah, I'm not sure why you need radioactive ancient seawater, you know, and why it's masquerading as brine. So I have the right to know about high fructose corn syrup in soda, but not radioactivity in this de-icing product.
You're right. And actually, it will be against the law for you to know it. And it won't be because ODNR refuses to tell us, because they won't know either.
Okay. So these laws mean it's like non-disclosure?
Basically, yes.
So, yeah, well, what would happen if somebody got a hold of the interoffice memo to Richard Simmons over at the Division of Oil and Gas Resources from Chuck McCracken, and then everyone heard it on the radio on WGRN 94.1 that this stuff is radioactive?
Right.
what would they do then?
Well, that's what we're hoping to find out, Bob. And, you know, we appreciate you, you know, pulling this up, doing this on the radio, and, you know, maybe...
Oh, quick, they're pounding on the door. Keep talking, Teresa. Hold.
Let them in so we can have a good conversation.
They're de-icing me. Help.
Funny.
Oh, well, it was a small guy claiming to be governor.
Oh, okay. Oh, you mean the industry cheerleader.
Oh, God. Just when you think it can't get any worse, I'm talking to legendary activist Teresa Mills, who is in another battle. She's with the Buckeye Environmental Network. She told me she was planning on a leisurely retirement. Now she's gone out and picked another fight on behalf of public interest. Perhaps tell the listeners a little of your background. How did you get involved with this? And you seem to have an amazing ability to end up in, you know, some of the biggest fights in the history of the state.
That's true. you know, I live on a small court in Grove City, Ohio, and
that's how it always starts.
Yeah, and that's where it starts. It, you know, my daughter had a bone tumor that had to be removed, and you know, I wanted to know why. And a good friend of mine, Stan and Sherry Lasco, were out walking their dog and saw an orange cloud, and we tracked it to the trash plant, and you know, that started the whole thing. And from there, after we closed the trash plant, I became the jack of all trades and master of none. You know, I am a high school graduate. I have no science background. But I am willing to be in the face of elected officials.
But you
and
can...
I have the right, and every citizen in the state has the right, to be an elected official's face.
And you've got a knack for finding memos and, even worse, reading them.
Yeah, that's
and then contacting people and exercising your rights to public records.
Right.
What should listeners be doing?
Well, I hope listeners will contact their representatives and their senators. I know that the House session is out tomorrow, but I'm sure that, you know, these representatives and these senators have phone numbers. Get in their face, demand that they not let this go forward. The committee in the House has already passed it. The Senate has not. It has not come out of the House or the Senate committee yet. So tell your senators not to let it through. You know, kill, what I'm saying is kill the bills.
Because these bills would prohibit any regulation whatsoever of the sale of this, quote, ancient seawater, also known as a known carcinogenic.
Right. Right. Absolutely. That's exactly what it would do. Yep.
So, again, often it doesn't look like we have a chance to stop this stuff, but it's so horrendous. And if it goes public, you know, I think, once again, like the trash burner, which was operating as, you know, the largest source of dioxin poisoning on the planet. They said that couldn't be shut down.
Right.
But you
right.
and your allies shut it down.
Yes, yes. I mean, citizens, to some degree, citizens have given up their voice. And I want citizens to take back their voice. You know, I remember back in the day, we used to do rallies at the State House, and we would dress like chickens and, you know, and be in our elected official faces. And that's what we need to do. Stop being keyboard activists. Get out there and do something. We are talking about your health and your children's health. Do something about it.
All right, some old-fashioned rallying. I remember a protest down at the trash burner. And again, part of the key words I remember was simply shut it down. I remember bumper stickers.
Right.
All over town, people said to shut it down.
Right. Well, and that's what we need to do. We need to get back to more, or, you know, bring back guerrilla theater.
All right.
You know, I remember when they wanted to do the drilling in the parks bill, all of a sudden you saw on every mirror in the state house a sticker that said, this water may contain radioactive waste or something like that. And, of course, they didn't stay up very long, but the point is, that was guerrilla theater, and we need to do more of that. We need to be more active.
Because we'll be having radium washing through, the Ohio streets, the sidewalks, subsurfaces everywhere, and this stuff's going to be around for the next 11,000 years.
Yeah. Well, radium-226 has, a half-life of 1,600 years. So, you know, half-life means 1,600 years from now, there'll still be half of it.
And that's plenty enough to give future generations blastoma, cancer, and cell mutation.
Right, and it also, you know, causes liver cancer, and it causes breast cancer.
So an all-purpose ancient killer.
Yes, yes. And years from now, people can, you know, there's a possibility that people can become ill and get cancer, and they will never know why. And that is not right. It should never be acceptable that cancer is the norm.
And again, I hope people point out to their reps and senators that a vote for this bill is a vote for cancer. It's a vote for poisoning. What I've never understood is when this stuff comes forward, if an individual, if you were dumping radioactive material in your neighbor's yard or any sort of poison, hopefully you would be cuffed and put in jail.
Right.
You wouldn't be rewarded with, you know, tens of millions of dollars in profit.
Right, right. And that's one thing that I just recently asked for a copy or asked the Ohio Department of Transportation if they had been threatened or have been sued by the company for doing this test. And they refused to answer that question.
Okay, so a company, probably a corporation, as most of them are out there, an unnatural person operating under a charter from the people of Ohio, is out there maximizing its profit by selling radioactive material and then trying to get a special favor because it can't survive in the marketplace. Because if people knew that this was in fact radioactive, they wouldn't buy it. The correct bill would be to ban this stuff from being sold in Ohio and elsewhere.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it has to be. They can't continue to do this. And I'm just, you know, even if these bills go down, they'll still be allowed to sell this product. And that needs to be our next step to stop the sell or the spreading of any of this brine and any brine in the state of Ohio.
All right. So, again, ban the brine.
Right.
Because it's much more than that, and it poses a threat to Ohio and our water. Well,
right.
Teresa Mills, any last thoughts for the listeners on WGRN 94.1?
Please, I beg of you to step up, call your representatives and your senators, tell them that you're concerned, that you have a great concern about these bills, and ask your representatives to stop it. You know, don't let this go forward.
Let's beat back House Bill 393 and Senate Bill 165, No Radioactive Brine in Ohio. Thank you, Teresa Mills.
Thank you, Bob, and kill the bills.
Kill the bills. Thanks for listening to The Other Side of the News. This is Bob Fitrakis.
And Dan Dugan, WGRN 94.1, LPFM, The Green Renaissance.